as they will be down in Cimarron. Lady Beaver volleyball team will face Holcomb and Cimarron open up league play. We got a couple of juniors joining us here first, starting off with Kendall Gentry. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, how's this season been for you? Second year of playing varsity consistently. How's it been for you?
Really fun. I love the group of girls, and all of our energies are really fun to play with this year. So
you're one of those that brings a lot of energy, right?
Yes, I like to think so.
All right. But what's your primary positions that you do play?
Setter.
All right. Setter and sometimes a good server?
Sometimes a good server.
All right. All right. But no, the setting, it's a pretty big part of the offense there. What kind of goes through your head when you're getting ready to kind of set?
I'm just thinking about where I'm going. And one thing that I'm really trying to work on this year is getting my hips turned to where I want to set.
All right. Do you like doing the quick sets?
I love quicks. It's my favorite thing to set.
All right. Especially when you get a kill off of
yes,
it, right?
Yes.
Well, you're serving. You do the jump serve, and you've kind of mastered that craft there. And I was watching last night, and I thought your one serve, you did a pretty good job there. It went across, and it kind of angled and stayed in. Is that something that you always kind of strive to do, throw off the opponent?
Yeah, I like to try and do that, but sometimes I don't purposely do it.
And it just that the ball doesn't cooperate, huh?
Yeah, no, not always.
All right. What's something you want to take away here or get out of yourself and maybe the team goal-wise as you move forward throughout this season?
I think just our record improving overall, and also all of us just playing as a team and not six individual players on the court.
I think you have to look back, and your schedule's been pretty challenging this year.
Yes, it has. Really good teams.
What are some things maybe you've learned from playing some of those teams, whether it be at the Hayes tournament or some of the Trianglers throughout the year?
I think just yesterday showed us that we can play at better schools' pace and faster pace, and us playing at a fast pace like really helped us yesterday.
All right. Hopefully that pace continues, and you guys are like going warp speed.
Yes, I hope so.
All right. Well, thank you, Kendall. Good job as always, and good luck to you the rest of the year.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Junior Kendall Gentry joining us here. We'll get another junior here, and Mackenzie, how are you doing this evening?
How are you, Adam?
Doing good. Thank you. Well, how's your junior year of volleyball been for you?
It's been really fun. I've really enjoyed it.
All right. And, you've played primary back row?
Yep.
And you get in some serving too, don't you?
Sometimes.
All right. But how do you feel that you've done playing in the back row?
I think I've been doing pretty good, but I could always improve every game.
What are some things maybe you find yourself improving at that where you were at this time a year ago?
I've definitely got better at judging the hitters, and my serve receive has gotten better than last year.
All right. And serving, do you think that's been pretty good?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I like the short serves.
All right. Do you like to try to hit the tape and then it just goes over and they don't get it?
No, I kind of like the ones that just kind of like float right over it, right at the 10-foot line.
All right. Well, yeah, those are a lot better. Those are better on your heart, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But no, how fun is this season, though?
It's been really fun. It's a good group of girls.
And you being the kind of one of the experienced ones, is it weird that you're at that point, you and Kendall and some of the other teammates, a lot returning from last year, that you guys are veteran?
Yeah, it is kind of weird. It seems like yesterday when I was playing JV, so.
Tomorrow, big day with Cimarron and Holcomb. What would you like to accomplish there?
Take two dubs.
Two dubs, huh?
Yep.
All right, that'll work. And it's kind of nice to kind of play somebody you haven't played all year.
Yep, I'm excited.
What was the biggest thing you took away from your competition with Garden City last night?
It's definitely more a fast pace, but I thought we played really well for that pace.
All right. Well, yeah, you guys played pretty good there last night. And Mackenzie, thanks again for the time here, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thanks, Adam.
Mackenzie Metzger Jr. joining us here as well from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we'll get to talk here with Coach Lauren Robinson, Lady Beavers. They get to be on the road tomorrow at Cimarron, a GWAC triangular with Cimarron and Holcomb. And I know, Coach, last night it was a tough loss, but I think you had to be pretty proud about how your team really played.
Yeah, I was proud of the way we responded to their fast-paced offense. We got to see a lot of things that we haven't seen since the very beginning of the season, and we definitely stepped up our play. Our front row blockers did a very nice job getting some touches on their powerful hitters so that our back row could play the ball up. So.
Well, and that was probably one of your better blocking nights of the year last night.
Yeah, definitely. We made some adjustments in our group. We've been really working on blocking, and we made some adjustments. And like I said, it helps everywhere when we can slow down the ball a little bit and have an opportunity to set it back up. Dayanara had a phenomenal night across the front row and in the back row. She kind of came alive hitting-wise. So Megan Trout, she was good front row player. Piper Fox got several nice blocks. Kinley Wren, Peyton Gentry, the front row was solid. So.
And you guys were very much a part of the match there in that first set, and then they kind of made a big run that was just tough to overcome. And you guys were right there in that second set. I think you were ahead 21-19 maybe or something, and then they rattle off the last few points there. But third, just kind of just a tough one to kind of rebound from being so close there. But you got to like those are some moments that you guys know that you guys can take those sets from good quality teams like Garden City.
Yeah, just to be able to compete with those 6A schools and their size and their athleticism is a step in the right direction for our program. Of course, we want to be able to compete and be able to take a couple sets, if not the match. But it was definitely a step in the right direction. Lots of things that we see ourselves improving on. You know, we were talking to the girls, we were counting down practices today, and we have 17 practices left before sub-state. So, only a few weeks of practices and lots of games in between there. So we have a lot that we want to accomplish in the next month before we come up on sub-state time.
Do you feel like maybe the quicker pace of the match takes away that your kids have to maybe think too much or overthink things?
You know, we've been talking a lot about our mental game and how we have to kind of anticipate instead of react, and we have to kind of try to throw them off and think about, you know, where their hitters are going based off their shoulders. And so, you know, it might have thrown us off a little bit there at times, and it definitely did at Hayes just because it was something we weren't used to. But playing those good schools like that and those good teams, when we step up and play up to our potential, I mean, we get a lot of good things out of that.
It's going to be a big 9 days for you guys starting tomorrow there with a league triangular. You get Cimarron and Holcomb down at Cimarron, and I know that's something you got to be looking forward to, getting in some league teams you haven't seen all year.
Yep, haven't seen Cimarron, haven't seen Holcomb. Pretty excited to show up tomorrow. We had a decent practice tonight. We're going to get Holcomb's best game every time that we play them, so looking forward to good volleyball there in that second match against Holcomb. Cimarron's always scrappy. We watch some film on him. Pretty young team, but they don't give up. They don't quit. So we're gonna have to play to our potential, and we're gonna hopefully try to play a little faster pace like we played last night, and try to speed up their game and see what happens. So
yeah, you mentioned about, you know, playing Holcomb and Cimarron, but you know, it's always gonna be a battle with Holcomb, and I think just that kind of amps things up a little bit more when that's a match that's, you know, wherever it's a rivalry match.
It is a rivalry match, and it's a fun one. And like I said, we tend to always play our best game against each other, at least get the a lot of energy going. And we have to turn around and get ready for a decent Southwestern Heights team next week and have another GWAC try with Hugoton and Ulysses at home next Thursday, I believe, and then turn around and have a host a home tournament on the 29th, the 30th of September. So lots of good quality teams coming in the next few weeks that we're going to see. So,
all right. Well, Coach Lauren Robinson joining us here once again from Scott City Ace Hardware. Here our coaches show and volleyball at once again, Cimarron tomorrow afternoon. Thanks again for the time, Coach, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thanks, Adam.